Classroom pledge of the week comes from Ms. Schneck's fifth grade class at Assumption Catholic School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Give it up for the kids.
Yeah,
let's go.
Nice job, kids.
You could be the next pledge. I know we're Steve is plotting them into the calendar as we speak. And if you'd like to have your classroom pledge, you can send it to us, pledge@jayandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California man collects 1,136 hotel keys to break a world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Reflections by Owsley.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin James.
Hi.
And Axiom Painting. Hi, Kevin.
Well, it is Friday the 13th, as we know, that is scary, right, Monty?
Right.
Yep, he's scared. He's scared over there.
I forgot he checks out.
He doesn't care about your news. He doesn't even have his headphones on.
I forgot. I don't, and I'm not in studio, folks. Yeah. I couldn't see.
Yeah.
I figured he would be excited.
No, he's
be scary, and instead,
he's in his
I forgot.
Chair. He's in your
it's
chair.
It's my news.
Yeah, he's in your chair. He's got his feet up. He didn't
on
have his headphones
counter.
On. Yeah. He's not afraid.
Okay.
He's
not needed because we go right from the bad news to the good news. Today, Friday the 16th.
Friday the 16th?
Friday the... Good God.
You all right?
Kevin.
Not really.
The 13th.
Friday the 13th.
You guys remember all those movies? Friday the 16th?
No.
Oh, man.
Is that
almost
a comedy?
Scary.
Yeah, those things are... That would be a great comedy, would it not? Friday the 16th and has a
hilarious.
Like a whole spoof thing. Yeah.
I can write the whole movie right now.
Right.
Okay, Krispy Kreme is giving away a dozen original glazed donuts just 13 cents when you purchase any other dozen or 16 minis.
Is it a baker's dozen?
That would make sense. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I bet it is.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
13 on the 13.
13 cents.
The offer is available inside store and by delivery at participating U.S. locations. And there's a limit of one dozen donuts per customer. To claim your promo code 13 when ordering online for pickup or delivery via the Krispy Kreme app and or website. Or you can just go to the store and get them.
Yeah, right.
Either way.
There is that.
Price is very in Alaska.
Pretty simple. You get a whole... what is the price of a dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme? They've got to be...
Boy.
$11?
Probably.
I feel like that seems pretty close. I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be in the ballpark.
Like you get a second one for 13 cents?
Yeah, that's a win.
That's not scary.
Classic. Wait, is this right? Classic.
It might be.
I think we might be low on the price.
We don't go buy donuts because we're busy working.
Yeah. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We're going to have to be more thankful when people bring us donuts. Is that what you're saying?
$22?
For 12?
What?
If this is correct, I'm going to get to their website. They probably have prices.
That would be, yeah.
So with tax, that's like $2 a donut.
Thank you, Steve. Right?
Thank you, Steve.
It's very great.
You could have been Googling the price.
But instead, he's going to be in there doing math and stuff.
Yeah. He's just sitting there with his hands crossed. Drinking his 8 ounces of orange juice,
Kevin, don't even get me started on Steve's 8 ounces of orange juice. I went in there the other day, and there's three bottles of water just stacked up there in his studio. And I'm like, are you not even drinking? Well, Jay, I had my orange juice this morning, and I wasn't thirsty for the rest of the day. I said, yeah, you got your 6 ounces in. That should be enough. No wonder he walks around with his fly down for 2 hours. He never has to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, hey. $22.89 is what I'm
seeing for a dozen. Yeah.
Wow. And you can get one for 13 cents?
A whole dozen, yeah.
Buddy boy.
Story number two.
I had no idea how much they were.
Yeah.
Now that I do, that's even more impressive.
Very,
so I guess go buy 24 donuts for $22 today.
Love it. Love it.
Okay, now let's go to this. Speaking of loving it, do you love yogurt? Where does everybody on this show stand on yogurt?
Bruce?
It's okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like fruit in it, or do you, or no?
No, I like just plain.
Do you get it in the little tiny cups? Is that
yes,
what you get?
Little cups.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Monty?
Don't love it, don't hate it.
Okay.
Take it either way.
Yeah, what do you got, Warren?
Yeah, cherry.
Cherry yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
You taste it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it seems like it. It's my fave.
No sense of taste ever since he fell and hit his head.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah. Steve, are you a yogurt guy?
Oh, no.
There's a shocker.
That sounded like the way...
Steve, you should do it. I mean, I don't really...
Is it a texture thing?
I think so.
Yeah. I used to eat it more. I guess I kind of forgot. Once the kids stopped getting the Go-Gurts, you know, I stopped getting the yogurt. Mm-hmm. But I used to... My favorite was always the ones with the... Where the inside the cap, it has like the chocolate chips or the mini M&Ms.
Oh, really?
I never had them like that.
Never get those.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I do
super
know.
Healthy.
Oh, yeah.
My granddaughter's on the Danimals. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Where you just pull the lid off and you drink it. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You better believe that every once in a while, I'll just be like, I feel like I need some yogurt. And I'll just pull those off and drink them.
There you go.
And yeah. then I get in a kick where it's like, you know, I'm going to buy yogurt and I'm going to eat it.
And then it
I buy like eight of them and I eat three of them. And then I'm like, oh, those are all bad.
No. Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
And I do love it. I just don't know why I don't stick with it on the eating of the yogurt. But General Mills will sell its North America yogurt business to a French dairy firm.
Hmm.
Firm Lactalis. Or farm?
Firm.
Oh,
wow. Firm. Not a farm. Mm.
Firm. Yogurt and Yogurt Associates?
Group Lactalis.
Yep. Oh, that's what I would have guessed.
Lactalis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much do you think a yogurt company is worth?
$7.
Might be a little low.
You think?
General Mills selling it, getting rid of it, selling it to the French.
$20 million.
Several, $1.2
billion. Okay, good. Monty's in with the billion.
$6.8 million.
All right, Bruce is on the board.
$75
million. Wow, Warren's going strong, just like your last name.
Yeah.
Steve?
$325 million.
325?
Yeah.
That was a weird way of saying that.
Includes Yoplait yogurt, by the way.
Oh, you snuck that in at the end.
I'm standing by it.
$2.1 billion.
Monty wins.
Give it up to Monty. Give it up for him. Give it up. Yep.
That's a lot of yogurt.
Wasn't paying attention to the news, but he still won the game.
It's hard to give it up for Monty, but I'll do it. He's being nice today, so we'll do it.
That's a lot of yogurt.
That's a whole lot of yogurt.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, thank you very much for the news. I promised that we would qualify somebody for the tickets to the Seahawks, so let's do it right this very second. Seahawks against the Niners on October the 10th. It's a Thursday night game in Seattle. You want to qualify for the drawing next week, 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Unless I wore it like yours. I like that.
Always help someone in trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Warren.
Kevin James.
Go ahead, Monty.
Oh, just a new high for you. I mean, a new achievement. You've talked over your own intro.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, you never know. You never know. Guys, we have, what, four currently, Steve, cans of Spam?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah. Four Spam Spammies, as they like to say. Some of the Spam ambassadors have been... calling them Spammy. You know, they give a little nickname to the can of Spam that they've been taking around the world. And we have four out, and we might make it more.
Spam around the world.
Botswana to Thailand, we love you. Amsterdam, Mali, to Bali, Ohio, oh, woo!
I don't know if you saw this, Steve, but Chrissy, one of our spam ambassadors, texted in again this morning with more pictures. Did you see that?
Oh, I did not. I will have to grab those.
She has been, they've been on quite a trip. I think that's.
Yeah, where are they now?
Well, the one from this morning is, see if anybody knows then what this, the name of this town and country mean. They're in Dubrovnik, Croatia.
Hmm.
Mean anything to anybody? Nothing?
I mean, I've heard of Croatia, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Home of the movie Game of Thrones.
Oh. Oh.
And then they have to catch a boat to another island. And there's, I mean, the pictures are incredible. Chrissy, they've been doing a wonderful job on the spam around the world. Where are the rest of the cans right now, Steve? Do we know?
Yes. So, well, I think we can officially say that we lost the first one.
The first one went on an Alaskan cruise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm I'm thinking it's either two things. It was either taken away probably when someone was trying to travel someplace else.
Wrong.
Or it was eaten.
That's, or it was eaten.
So yeah. Who was it that had it?
Oh, there we go. It was given to a guy. Why does my mic keep turning off here? It was given to a guy who actually was wearing a Spam shirt from Chicago.
Yeah, classic Chicago
guy,
Kevin.
Yeah, I know. Giving us a bad rap.
Say no more.
So I don't know what happened, but you know, it was cool though. It still got to go to Alaska, so we got some cool pics
right
on the cruise. So that was still pretty awesome.
And again, the concept is we sent out these cans of Spam, and they have like a little sticker on them that Steve has written up that says, you know. What does exactly the sticker say, Steve? Do you know off the top of your head?
It just says, for more instructions, go to our website.
Okay, yeah. And they're supposed to send pictures. And then in the perfect world, they're handed to another person who then takes pictures on their journey. And then it goes on and on and on.
Oh.
But sometimes when you give something to someone, you know, now they're responsible for continuing it on. And they may or may not. Well, can number one kind of went... Bye-bye. We never heard from the Chicago guy.
But, I mean, we can still hold out hope, maybe.
We could. It's been a month.
It could land in somebody's hands that go, hey, well, let me go to this website.
And, well, it could be
and
one
all of
those
a sudden
deals.
There's a picture. That
have you ever done that thing where you put your suitcase away and you forget something in there and then you go for the next trip and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I forgot I left that in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot that can of Spam's been in there for 6 months.
And it's still edible.
Yeah. But we did get some cool pictures from Alaska. So that was really awesome.
Yep.
Truly the last frontier this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, apparently it was, Kevin. Yeah. Yes.
Can number two is the one that's currently in Europe with Chrissy.
Yeah, wow. It's going crazy. Croatia at
Europe.
The moment.
Europe's a Croatia. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's a very big area, Europe.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Yes. Can number three. Oh, that was the one that we just got an update from the other day. That is in Ireland.
Yes.
I saw that.
Doolin.
Yes, Doolin, Ireland. So that's there. And then can number four. Oh, is going with Natalie Grant to Italy. I think she's leaving like today or something.
Yeah, she's officially on her way. And so Spammy number four
hopefully she can get a picture with the Leaning Eiffel Tower. The Leaning Eiffel Tower and her Spam.
Yes.
One.
Leaning Tower of Paris.
That's right.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Huh? What is it?
Yesterday we got a message. From someone who's leaving for Hong Kong in a little bit.
Yep.
And she was like, hey, can I take a Spam?
Right.
Oh,
and it's like, well, we don't really want to do too much and, you know, for whatever.
Right,
but
we can't afford the Spam, guys. It's expensive. Wow.
Yeah.
Spam doesn't grow on trees, guys.
Oh, no, but you don't want to have too many because that's kind of, you know.
Yeah, whatever. We don't want to water it down, but, you know, by the same token, they want to go where?
Well, you already lost one, though.
I know, that's a good point.
So you're back
it's like
down
a substitute.
To three.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I guess that's true.
Good point, Bruce.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's what we thought of yesterday, and you guys can help us decide if this is a good idea. What if we do this time a fifth can of Spam, we give it to someone, but instead of them giving it off to someone else, they give it back to us, and then we give it to another person, they give it back to us.
I think that's
so
a more controlled situation, and I like it.
Yeah, it's more likely to be successful, you're thinking, Monty, as opposed to just, you know, just handing it to someone who has no connection to the station.
Because they want it to do it, and they're getting a hold of you to get the Spam to take the pictures.
Right.
They're going to hand it off to somebody else who's like, I have no, no.
Yeah.
I'll do it, and then it disappears into the Alaskan wilderness.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is that... reasonable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that one because I'm going to the State Line, Idaho this weekend.
Oh, look at you go.
I know. Uh-huh. I know.
That's what I'm talking about.
That kind of reminds me. See, Warren, you would have been good to take this on the cruise.
On all
would
those
have been zones. Would have been a good time to have one.
On and all those islands.
And maybe we should have thought about that. Like, have you been a place, Bruce, I feel like you have. I mean, you were in the military. You kind of traveled the world for a while.
Half of it.
Where would you... Where would have been a good place for you to take a can of Spam that you could have taken pictures of? What would have been, the best place for...
Oh, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong would have been... Well, that would have been a good one,
Yeah.
I'm sure that wouldn't have gone well, because Spam, you know, would have been eaten.
Yeah.
Like, got a bunch of sailors. We're not taking pictures of it. We're eating it. What are you, crazy? Monty, you've been everywhere.
Yes.
I've been everywhere.
I'd say the one that would have been the funnest would have been Dubai.
Oh, goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye.
United Arab Emirates.
Okay. All right. Wow.
See, I actually took a KXY mug with me to Dubai.
You did?
I did, and it I forgot it there.
You forgot?
See, this is
I left it there by accident.
I wonder what it's doing now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody's got it. They're drinking a KXY. So
Warren could have been on a cruise. Bruce would have been Hong Kong, Dubai for Monty. Steve, where would yours?
Ooh.
Post Paul's or for a remote?
Yes,
100%. Maybe up to Cheney.
No, I think Italy would be a
airway
cool.
to Cal Cars or something.
Yeah. You've been to Italy?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, and you would have taken a picture with it where?
Leaning Tower of
Paris. The Eiffel Tower.
The Leaning Tower of Eiffel. That would be good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a good spot.
It's a great spot, absolutely.
Can we do the show from Italy? I want to have some real true-to-life ravioli.
Can we do the show from Italy?
Yeah.
We're just, forget spam around the world.
Yeah.
It's the show around the world.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
I mean, grab the passport. Let's
want
go.
Some real ravioli.
Kevin, get on that real quick and get that taken care of if you don't mind.
Yeah, it should be simple.
Thank you, buddy.
Get that in the budget.
Kevin, we could have done it. Oh, Kevin, show could have done pictures with all like the CMAs where we have all the artists come by for interviews. We could have had spam with us all these years.
Could that have happened, but we will be doing that this year.
It can happen.
Yeah, we should do that.
Oh, that is a good idea. Yeah. Okay, so we are doing this fifth can then.
I mean, it appears we are now, yeah.
Okay. But no more after five.
Well, especially since you lost one.
I didn't lose it.
Well, it's your friend from Chicago.
Oh, because he's from Chicago. He had a spam shirt on. We were expecting big things.
We were, actually. It kind of lent itself to be perfect. And then,
I mean, that's a great story, though, right? Still, even if it's lost, I mean,
no.
That's still fantastic.
No, it's not.
The guy with the spam shirt was the guy that let us down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. You sure it wasn't the internet spam me?
Hey! Look at Bruce right there! Bruce just stole an internet joke, you guys.
He did. That was good.
That's amazing.
Oh, he's so proud of himself right now. Look at that. He's just beaming.
He's just tickled pink over there, Mr. Rosy Cheeks.
I did an internet joke.
On WWW stuff.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Elizabeth made her film debut in 2011 with a movie that got critical acclaim after premiering at the Sundance Film Festival. Where is the Sundance Film Festival?
Kevin James.
Everybody.
Hey, well, here's
dumb question. Dumb question.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Come on, man. That's unfair.
Come on.
It wasn't dumb. It was super lengthy.
Two things can be true, Jay.
Yeah, it's true. Little entertainment news brought to you by Amco AAMCO. Oh, gosh. We should give some shout-outs to people we met last night, Steve, to like Andy and Casey and John and... Let's see, other people that we met. We saw Leanne.
Yep.
She was great, as always.
Did you see a Bruce?
We did see a Bruce. Yeah.
Really?
Bruce and Jerry.
Bruce and Jerry.
We met them last night. They were awesome.
Any Montys?
No Montys. Sorry about no Montys, no Warrens.
No Warrens. That's not very common.
Sorry Warren's about that.
I spy with my little eye a Monty and a Warren now.
Kevin, hello from Dale.
Dale
Roth.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Dale Roth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, you do. And he said hi at the... Yeah, he was... He's awesome. We caught him right at the very end, and he said, oh, tell Kevin hi, too. And so there you go. He says, he knows who I am. Dale Roth. So, hi from Dale.
Brett says hi, too, Kevin, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of people. Brett.
Brett Michaels?
Yeah, Brett Michaels.
Sure, Brett
Michaels. He was there. Yeah. Bandana on. You know which one we're talking about. So, anyway, a lot of fun conversations last night. And then, Steve, your thought on Parmalee in general?
I was very impressed. They sounded great live, a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Lights and stuff were pretty cool.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You met a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
You're enjoying the concerts.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
This is, how many concerts now, like, in the last couple weeks?
Steve?
Four?
I mean, if you start with Jelly Roll.
Four or five, something like that.
You've been out a lot. You've been out and about a lot at these concerts.
Has been, yeah.
How big?
And do you just stay tucked under Jay's wing, or are you like, you know,
like a little
starting
baby
to mingle
bird.
A little?
Social butterfly?
Well, but Kevin, there's a reason for that. The girls would mob him if he didn't do that.
I do have to protect him, Kevin.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand.
Okay.
And usually I'm there to, you know, scare him away, but
yeah,
I'm not. So I just wondered if Steve was, I mean, did you talk to any ladies? Did you get any phone numbers?
Wow,
or did you just enjoy the show?
Oh, so many numbers, Kevin. Jay can attest to that.
Oh, man, yeah. He did. A lot of people came up and said, Steve, can I get your number? And he's like, yeah, no way. Stuff like that. Yeah.
How are the slots on a concert night? Pretty good? A little loose? A little tight? What do we think?
Mm. Yeah, we didn't gamble.
No gambling.
Yeah, we didn't gamble.
Why did you go there?
Because there's a concert.
Right. We went to hear.
But go to the concert and gamble and meet ladies.
Yeah, well, I mean, 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
you had 2 out of 3.
How big is that venue?
I don't know what that venue holds.
2650.
I think that's a pretty good guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds extremely random the way you said it.
I'm sure Steve is Googling it for us right now.
Oh, wait, no, he's not. I mean, it was more of an intimate setting, right, for the show. It was a little close.
I mean, it's indoors, and so, yeah, it's just
They don't mess around. I do like the sound in that room.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. I was going to say, first of all, Matt Thomas is the lead singer of Parmalee, probably the most underrated Nashville vocalist.
He is
amazing. I mean, it's unbelievable. If you've never seen him live, I mean, you don't know what you're missing. First of all, he sounds exactly like his record. You know what I mean? They sound so much like they are played on the radio. It's unreal. And I like that because sometimes you don't always get that.
Yeah, that's what you kind of want.
And then he sings some other songs, and he had some where he kind of had some of their own songs where it was broken down a little bit more like acoustic, and he just kind of sing the very slow before he got into the actual song. And his voice is insane.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's impressive live. Yeah. So, yeah, it was intimate, but yet still kind of a party, Monty. So it's kind of the combination of both. Yeah.
I don't know if this is accurate because I don't know what I'm looking at here, but it might be 1,420 seats.
That's more believable.
Yeah, 1,420 is right.
I know. Once I started thinking about the room, Jay, and the sound, I'm like, it's not over 2,500.
Yeah. The way you said it, though, seemed almost believable.
2,650.
Except you were you could tell you were making up the number in your head as you were saying it.
It is one of the greatest things they do there at the Coeur d'Alene Casino is putting the sleeves or the covers over the chairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're black.
Yeah.
Black sleeves over the back of the chairs.
Kevin, this
is. But in giant white letters, it says your seat number.
Everybody should do this.
That's a good idea.
There's nothing worse than they have the little number on the ground that you can't see because somebody's standing on it or whatever, you know.
Or it's dark.
It's like pretty much every place has that way, you know, and you're always like, you know, you take your phone out and you're like, oh, is this I or what is that? Was that a J? And then, you know, you start to tell.
It's just such a brilliant, great idea.
It really is. Yeah. It really is very smart. And it's so much easier to find your chair.
Yeah.
Even if it's completely dark in the venue.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's neat. Yeah.
It makes so much more sense.
Although I did follow you like a little bird when the lights went off, Jay.
Yeah, scared?
What?
Yeah.
Do we have a power outage?
No, it was just the start of the show.
You know, when the lights go down in the auditorium.
Yeah, I couldn't see where I was going. It's dark, man.
Well, we had gone over to where the Coyote Country booth is, and the person who was running the booth had to go to the bathroom, and she's like, do you think you could cover me for a second? I got to pee. And I said, apparently so does Steve, because his fly's already down. And then when she came back, right as she came back, they shut the lights off because they were starting the show.
Yeah.
And I heard behind me,
I can guarantee puts his finger through your belt loop. Okay. I'm ready.
Could you please walk slower?
Yeah.
My wife's like, you better put Steve next to you so he has somebody to talk to. I was like, he was right on the end of the row. All the girls were coming by to get pictures with him.
I'll bet.
I bet.
Everybody loves Steve, as they should.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do I have for you? Anyway, that's what the concert was like, Kevin. You missed a good show, but you know what?
Yeah, I know. They are great. And Walker tonight, I'm super bummed to be missing that as well.
Well, Steve and I will hang out, and he'll get all kinds of numbers, and he'll pass them on to you.
Let me guess, you're not going to gamble there either.
He just wants us to gamble.
He does,
I want you to enjoy the whole process.
Jay does not like spending money for nothing.
Come on, Kev. He knows that. He's just trying to get Steve to gamble.
All right, what do you want? I'll bet $5 on red or black.
Oh, wow. He's going to go with the 50-50 bet, Kev. What's your call there?
All right. Well, why waste time with that? Let's just go...
What, 20?
$5 straight up on number... We got it. You know what we'll do? Because it's Friday the 13th, the 16th is my birthday. We'll do a 13-16 split, Steve.
Okay, yep.
For $5, mm-hmm. which would then pay out $175.
Basically. Wow.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
That's if it hit between 13 and 16. I mean, if it hit, that's not possible. So you'd only win half of it splitting.
Okay.
What doesn't matter, because I'm not giving any half to anybody, so you're not getting nothing.
Well, I'm not giving you advice then.
I don't know what these 13, 16 banana split, I don't know.
Right.
I don't have a clue about any of that.
Yeah, so
maybe
anyway.
I'll just play the slots.
Yeah.
That's easy. Put in a quarter.
It's a Friday night.
Yeah. The old 13-16 split, straight up five. Let's go.
Yeah.
You can always ask. They're there to help.
You think you're going to go do a little dancing at Highball, Steve, afterwards?
Huh? I'm a dance machine.
Can't wait to see that video.
He actually is, Kevin. We're here at the studio yesterday, and then we go back to the office. There's where my office is back in kind of a little, a cave.
A corner.
Yeah, way back there. And there's other offices that are, there's a four of them all clustered together. We share a wall there, and it's very thin old walls in a very old building.
Yep.
So when someone is even on the phone, if you have your door closed, you can still clearly hear conversations. So yesterday, one of the guys who runs one of the other stations here had a guy from a record company, and they were previewing some music. So, he was listening to it. He had it at a pretty substantial volume.
Yeah.
And Steve and I were having a conversation in my office. And I said to Steve, I go, you should just go stand by the door. Because I started kind of chair dancing to the song. It was catchy. Whatever the song was, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was a lot of boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats, boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
So, I was chair dancing. So then he was standing up. He started dancing.
Yeah.
I said, I think you should go dance right in front of their door for those two grown men.
Yeah.
And he did.
No, he did
to his credit. Yeah, he stood in front of their window.
Oh, yeah.
And I
It's at work. Anything you tell him to do, he'll do.
I'm getting paid to do this, so I better do it.
So I can't see him because it's down the hallway.
That's awesome.
All I see is he starts doing his little, shuffle down the hallway, and then he disappears, and then all of a sudden I hear through the walls, ha, 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 just laughing their heads off because Steve is standing in front of the doorway just dancing.
That is fantastic.
It was great, yeah.
It was only like 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah. See,
that doesn't matter.
He's a dancing machine, Kevin, so he's likely to be tearing up the dance floor tonight.
10 seconds is an attorney when you're an attorney.
By yourself in a hallway?
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
So well done, Steve. That was fun.
Thanks, yeah.
Anyway, good show. Good to see everybody last night. Mm-hmm. See you all tonight at Walker Hayes.
Yeah, do over.
See you in an hour.
See you in an hour.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I feel sad that I've missed them.
Is there any way you can repeat the two short stories that both involve children?
Yeah, I could.
Shortly, though?
As best I can.
Kevin James.
At the wedding that I participated in last weekend, my cousin got married. And by the way, I got to tell you about a loyal listener that was there.
Already by the way.
There's no way. Let me go on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, game time. It is time to play a little game we call ABC First 2-3.
No.
Hey, you guys quit it.
No. Sorry.
Behave yourselves over there.
Catching up on old time.
Yeah. No. All right, let's see. Bruce, why don't you and I be a team?
Oh, yeah.
And we get Kevin. Ooh. Kevin's all-time quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Monty, you, Warren, and Kevin can be team two, if you will. Or team one, whichever one you want to be.
Okay.
So the three of you guys will be a team, and then Bruce, you and I, and Kevin will be a team.
Oh, right.
All right, so you two guys can leave.
I don't want to.
I don't know how Kevin's going to play a second time now that I've said that. Yeah.
I'll
How about that?
What's that?
I don't know how you get to play twice with the same kind of card.
Oh, yeah, maybe it won't work, Jay. That's a good point.
We'll just play without.
I guess we'll have to play without Kevin. You know what? You guys can have Kevin.
Well, how about he's on one team the first time, and then when we play round two, he's on the...
Yes, I like that. We'll do that, Steve. Yeah. Okay. So all right, get out of here, Monty.
He's on our team this first one.
Get out.
I don't want to play.
Just get out.
I don't want to play this game.
So wait, am I on their team now?
Yeah, you can be on their team for the first time.
Okay, I'll take my headphones.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, give us about 75 seconds here and then come back.
Okay, all right, deal.
Bruce, here we go.
I'm ready.
What's our category, Steve? We got to come up with an answer in alphabetical order with one pass.
Let's see. Oh, well, in honor of Kevin, let's do things at a hospital.
Things at a hospital. All right, Bruce, are you ready?
Oh, gosh.
A.
A. Jeez.
Appendix.
Ambulance.
Ambulance, yeah. Body parts. C. Things in a hospital.
Cots?
Cots. Like bed, I like that. It? Yeah. D would be disinfectant. D,
yeah.
E would be emergency room.
Oh, yeah.
F is...
fingers.
Fingers, yeah. G is, how do you spell gurney?
Gurney,
yeah,
yes,
okay, yeah.
Gurney.
H is hemorrhoids, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, yeah.
I would be...
indigestion.
Yeah, or intestines, yeah.
Oh, I mean, intestines, yeah.
J is jello. They give you that jello, those little cups of jello. K is...
okay.
Cart spelled with a K. pass. Okay. L is love.
Love. Oh, yeah.
Love.
Hospital, yeah.
Jeez. That was kind of a tough one.
All right. We'll get the other fellas in here and see how they. That wasn't very good, Bruce.
No.
I didn't help you out.
I didn't help you out.
Yeah. Well, we got 60 seconds on the clock. We'll see how these fellas do. Warren and Monty are back in.
I'm back.
So Kevin's here. So it's the three of you guys.
I better stand up for this one.
In alphabetical order, the answers must be in alphabetical order. You get one pass, and here we go with the category.
Okay. Warren's doing jumping jacks.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, getting.
All right, ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
Deep breath.
Things at a hospital.
Go.
Ambulance.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Blood.
Oh, that's good.
Candy stripers.
Whoa.
Doctor.
EGR machine.
No, yes. That's EKG.
EKG.
Well, you know what I'm at. EGR is in a car.
Yeah.
Friends.
Food.
Come to visit.
Food, yeah.
Yeah.
Good doctors.
grape juice.
Gowns.
Gowns, Kevin.
An H sign. Hospital sign.
Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'll work.
IV.
Oh, what?
Juice. There's juice there.
Juice, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had juice.
Kids. There's kids in there.
Kids in the hospital. No. No.
Not a daycare.
It is when they come visit.
Care for... No, that won't work. Should we skip it, you guys?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, skip.
Okay.
L. Mom.
What did you say?
I knew we were up against it.
Oh, excuse me.
L?
Oh, no, we skipped L.
No, you skipped K.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys didn't accept kids?
No, we did not. No.
A kids hospital?
Bruce said it wasn't a daycare.
That's a good point, Bruce. You may have to make an exception. There is a children's hospital.
Oh.
I mean... Come on, I was working on L while you guys were kicking around K.
I think we ended up with a tie, you guys. Yeah,
oh, really?
We got through L. We got through L, you got through L. All right, second round. Kevin gets to be on our team this time. You two can go back out.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll continue our talk about Monty's pickup.
That was very hard, Kevin. We struggled. I don't know. I think they did better than we did, Bruce, to be honest.
I think. By one.
Yeah. All right, Kevin.
Their confidence was a lot better.
There was, yeah. Here we go. What do you got for us, Steve?
All right, how about things at a birthday party?
Things at a birthday party.
Birthday party.
Go. Oh, geez. You know, they do the apples because you bob for apples.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
B, bob for apples. Birthday hats.
Yeah, cake.
Cake is cake. C. D is...
dog.
Yep. Always a dog at the party. Yes. E is
erasers.
Erasers?
And those stupid little gift bags that they give
everybody. That's true, actually. Yeah. F would be Frankfurters. You know, you got to have those. They're cooking those. G is...
Games.
Games, Bruce. Yes. Well done. H. Oh, wait, you sing the song, Happy Birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ice cream.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, ice cream.
J.
Junk food?
Junk food. Junk.
You bet, Bruce.
Yeah, okay, K.
Junk food. Yeah. Okay. What is wrong with us today?
I'm going to pass. Pass. Okay. L is...
Love, so much love.
Limo from delivering
We'll get through L. That's exactly what we did last time. All right, fellas, we'll see how just the two of them do without Kevin steering the ship this time.
Right.
All right, guys, here we go.
Wait,
categories.
We're talking about bad connections.
Anyway. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, sure.
ABC first to three.
It's just me and Warren this time.
Good luck. Good luck is correct, and here we go with the category.
Things at a birthday party.
And go.
Oh, jeez. Apples.
Boys.
Birthday.
Okay. Cake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Drums. Play drums. No.
Dumbo the Clown. Everybody else.
Yeah. Eggs.
There you go. Throw egg toss.
Good one, Bruce.
Friends. There's always friends.
Friends
at a
birthday. Oh, yeah. And
good friends. That are good.
No.
girls.
Girls. Yeah. That's it. God. Yeah.
Where'd you get
the worst and
party
home.
I've ever been to.
Home.
Home.
You're having a birthday party at
literally
home.
Literally the worst party I've ever been to.
Yes.
I don't know about that one.
ice for the drinks.
Oh, yeah. Juice. There's a juice boxes. Yeah,
that's the party I've ever been to.
It is. Yeah.
Ice and juice boxes.
Kids. There's kids at birthday parties.
Lots of kids. And people, lemonade.
People coming late.
Yeah, there's losers at a birthday party.
Lemonade.
You know what?
I hate this game.
That's exactly where we got to, too.
Is it?
It's so dumb.
I'm actually starting to agree with you, Mike.
I blame the categories. I blame the categories. Yes. Yeah. Everybody boo Steve. Boo!
Boo!
Come on.
Boo!